Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Welcome to the show, and a good Thursday afternoon to you. I am Mark Arum, filling in for the conservative Viking Eric Erickson, who continues his week-long vacation. You can hear the Mark Arum Show normally 6 to 8 p.m. here on 95.5 WSB Atlanta's News and Talk. We're going to have a little fun today. As I get the chair, look at why was the chair so far back?
Well, I don't know.
You'd have thought I would put that chair closer to me. Ah, I can sit down now. Much better show when I'm sitting than when I'm standing. We're going to have a fun show today. Little Sanjay's going to join us in exactly 1 hour with Would You Rather. I want to ask Deborah Green, who I think would be the most studious of the bananas, right, Longoria? I mean, she looks like you look like you would have paid attention in school.
I look like a nerd.
No, but I just think like I know I didn't pay attention in school. Longoria?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Crystal probably did, but she's from Kentucky. So the education there, we're not really. I'm just kidding, Crystal. I love you. So I want you to remember, go into the Wayback Machine and think of, let's just say, high school.
Okay.
All right. Deborah Green in high school, not a Catholic school.
No.
So get that Catholic schoolgirl outfit out of your head, Longoria.
Will do. We'll
regular.
Do.
She's wearing rock shirts, jeans. What are you wearing?
This would have been in the 90s, so I would have stolen my brother's band shirts and my dad's flannels. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So grungy, studious Deb Green in Wisconsin in high school. All right. We're in history class. Deborah Green's history class.
Favorite class.
American history. What are some of the topics that were covered in Wisconsin in the 90s in American history class?
So for history, we definitely did state history. You always had like a semester of state history.
Oh, nice.
So we learned all about the state.
Cheese and...
dairy farming. Yes. How it was developed by Germans and Norwegians. And,
gotcha.
And beer, all of that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then American history, so all the way back to the Christopher Columbus days.
Started Columbus, and then go forward. What else was covered in Columbus?
The American Revolution.
The Revolution.
Spanish-American War.
Okay.
The Manifest Destiny of the West.
Oh, nice.
You
okay.
Know, your typical.
See, she remembers.
It was my favorite
I'm like,
class.
What?
Yeah.
If you had quizzed me, I would not have come up with Manifest Destiny.
No.
Or the Spanish-American War.
The Oregon Trail. All of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
so
your typical
going.
History.
Keep going. Keep coming closer. Like, give me a timeline. What else?
I mean, I finished, history, I didn't take it my senior year because I already met my requirements.
Yeah.
So I think the last
thing. They just stopped at Manifest Destiny. They're like, all right, we're done.
No, I'm trying to think of what else was covered.
Yeah. So. Back to cheese history.
To the cheese.
It would have been immigration.
I.
Yeah, all of the World War, Civil War, World War One, World
Depression.
War II. Depression. Vietnam.
Okay.
So I guess actually after the Gulf War.
Okay.
That was right before I got to high school. So that would have been the last thing we really touched
all
was
right.
The Gulf War.
Fair enough. Good. A nice comprehensive brief look into Deborah Green's public school education in Wisconsin. And I think I'm similar. I was graduating high school right during the Gulf War, so that wasn't in the history book. So probably Vietnam was the last thing that we were taught in history.
Cold War?
Yeah,
not
maybe.
Really.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we're still in kind of the Cold
War.
The wall
would have come down, right?
Well, it came down
89.
I graduated high school 91, so it wasn't in the history books yet. But obviously, we were following that when it happened. I don't know what's being taught now. Like in 2020, I would imagine history books end with, at the very earliest, would have been 9/11, right? 9/11 should be in high school history books right
should
now.
Should be, yeah.
I know it's in my niece's book.
Okay.
She was asking us about it. Yeah.
Okay. So again, I don't know what and I barely knew what was going on in 91. But from 1991 to 2020, I don't know what history books have added. I'm assuming 9/11 is definitely in there. That's good to know. I don't know what else, the Gulf War maybe that piggybacked off of 9/11. I don't know what else.
I'm sure there's something about President Obama being the first
African-American
president.
That's Saddam Hussein, all that, maybe?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. All right. I could see
like
that.
Like the capture and all that. And
why I'm taking Deborah down this trip down memory lane is no matter what you feel about what's going on right now with the pandemic, COVID-19, whether you think it's a hoax, whether you think it's the end of the world, whatever, wherever in between there, this is definitely, I think we've reached the point where this is now history book worthy, right? I think no matter, you know, hopefully we can get out of this without any further damage. I'm always going to be an optimist when it comes to this, that we'll start doing the right things and the hot weather, and there'll be a vaccine. And by December, we're going to be like, oh, man, what a rough first half of this year. You know, like, that's the way I'm hoping this goes. And even if it goes that way, I still think this is enough has happened now that this is now in history books. With the just the way the country's reacted, first of all, you know, the political divide that this has created, the number of people infected, that, you know, over 130,000 dead now, I think. This is already in the history books. But I think what historians are going to look back that are writing the history books are going to see is how this changed our lives. Much like the Great Depression changed our lives, I think our lives going forward now, I always used to view things as pre or post 9/11. I think we're going to view things pre or post COVID now. Because what has happened to the way we live our lives and our economy especially is never going to be the same. Like, it might be really good, but it's not going to be the same.
Right.
So listen, we've managed to defeat anything that's come our way, right? If we go back to Deborah Green's, we conquered the West, for better or for worse. We conquered the West. We won World War I. We won World War II. We came out of the Depression. We landed a man on the moon. Longoria doesn't believe it.
Well,
most people think
we could skip over that.
Like
one.
Anything
to space.
Yeah.
Anything the United
yes.
States of America has tried to achieve, we've achieved. And I do believe we are going to defeat the coronavirus. I just don't know how or when or whatever, but I think we'll come out of it just fine. I think we'll bounce back. We'll pick ourselves up off the floor. We dusted ourselves off of 9/11. We dusted ourselves off after the Great Depression. I think we'll do the same, but I don't think life will be the same economically, especially the way this country creates income, and the way we do our jobs is going to be different. And it's because of the coronavirus. Deborah Green, the executive producer of the show, came up with a list of stores that are closed because of COVID. Now, some of these were going to go away eventually anyway.
Right.
Like JCPenney. Like
they were kind of already on their way.
Yeah. they're closing 242 of their stores, one-third of the stores. GameStop closing 350 stores. Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus closing a dozen stores. 24-Hour Fitness is done. AT&T planning to permanently close 250 of its stores. GNC filing Chapter 11 or Chapter 12. Starbucks closing 400. Coffee. Starbucks is closing 400 company stores. Bed Bath & Beyond, Longoria's favorite store, closing 60 stores. Chico's, where my mom buys all of her clothes, is closing 250 stores. Even the CVS's of the world are closing stores. The Walgreens are cutting back. They're closing stores. Office Depot closing up to 90 stores. Walgreens, they should be booming.
You would think Office Depot wouldn't because of all the stay-at-home people, you know, having to buy office supplies.
Well, you know, think about here. All the Zeeks that aren't at work now, not using all our printer paper.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the salespeople printing out those 90-page things.
Right, can't steal Post-its anymore.
Yeah, they're not stealing envelopes. So all of these things are Model Sports Goods closing 153 stores. It's just Tuesday Morning, which I've heard of, but I'm not really sure what they do.
It's miscellaneous stuff.
All right. That's a great description. Victoria's Secret closing 250 stores. I honestly didn't know they were still a thing. Have you ever been?
Really?
Yeah. You ever been in a Victoria's Secret?
Oh, yeah.
Mostly in the mall.
Yeah. I've
Not
I've,
by myself. By, well, unless I was buying a gift, but yeah. Not really by myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's just, I mean, that's just a small thing. Here in Atlanta, restaurants that are closed. Genki. The sushi place is closing. Dantana's downtown. Big Pie in Roswell. Duke's Bar and Grill and Crabapple. Public School 404 in Howell Mill. Panahar Bangladeshi Cuisine. Longoria, you've been there many
My
times.
Favorite.
On Buford Highway. These are all closing. It's just this will be my point of this whole thing is that whether you agree with what's going on or not, or our response or not, or whether this is a hoax or not, this is now stamped. This is historical. We are in July of 2020, and I am on July 8th of 2020. I'm saying
it's the 9th.
I had this thought yesterday, so I'm just telling you about it today. So July 9th of 2020, I am saying that this is officially in the history books. History books now, and it might be a blurb. Hopefully it's just a blurb, right?
Like, yeah, let's hope it is.
Like a chapter.
Yeah, like, yeah. Not even a chapter. Like, like the Aaron Burr...
a sidebar.
Yeah, a little sidebar story. Like, oh, yeah, in 2020, things went nuts, you know, like, yeah. But everything's okay now. That, at the minimum, that's the little blurb in the history book. I'm afraid, though, it might be a chapter. It might be a novella. It might be a big, big thing. So I just wanted to give you my observation on that. I did want to talk about one of the stores that is closing, Brooks Brothers. Do you know what Brooks Brothers is, Longoria?
Is it a barbecue place?
There's no way Longoria shops at a Brooks
that's
Brothers.
Fox
no
Brothers.
Offense. Yeah.
Brooks Brothers is like the, it's like...
it's like professional office for men, right?
Yeah, it's like a suits. Fancy... men's clothing store.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
They have nice, like really expensive stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
Real quick, this is going to just piggyback off the closing. West Farms Mall was the closest mall to my town in Connecticut. And I remember one year I needed like a nice shirt for a dance or whatever. And for the first time ever, my mom gave me her credit card.
Wow.
And she's like, go get yourself a shirt for the dance. I went into Brooks Brothers and I bought an $83 shirt.
Whoa.
Did you do that intentionally or just because you thought, okay, this is a nice shirt and I got to get this?
Honestly, looking back, I don't know what I was thinking.
How old were you?
I don't know. Maybe 14, maybe 15.
I don't even think it matters. It could have been last year.
You yeah. still have that shirt?
No.
Your mom still have that shirt?
No. So I bought the $83 shirt, came home. My mom lost her mind. She's like, I have never... paid $83 for anything in my entire life. The worst part was I didn't try the shirt on at the store, and I put it on. I thought it was really nice, and it had these like weird pockets that stuck out, like just were like goofy looking. It was like a goofy. I didn't know it had pockets, and I never wore it. I never wore it once, but I had to pay my mom back for that shirt. So I wanted just to have some fun, real quick. Worst purchase of your life, in honor of Brooks Brothers, and my worst purchase of my life, the $83 shirt that I never wore. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Rest in peace, Brooks Brothers, and my $83 shirt. Never wore it, but I kept that thing. So let's just say I was 16 when I bought it. I kept that thing until I was at least living in Atlanta for 5 years. So from 16 to 28, I kept it thinking, all right, someday this shirt will pay off.
Like, did you goodwill it or did you throw it away?
I probably goodwilled it eventually.
Oh, so it's floating around Goodwill here in Atlanta somewhere? Someone's rocking that?
It was like blue and gray, and it looked good, but I didn't know it had these pockets. And when I put them on, the pockets like stuck out, and it just looked nerdy.
Did you pick it up a mannequin? You're like, that's the one I want? Or did you actually...
I think
like...
it was folded like on a thing,
table. That one's fine.
And I looked at it, I was like, oh, it was a good looking shirt. And I never try clothes on because I'm scarred from my mom making me try everything on.
Right,
the Husky department at JCPenney.
Exactly.
So I was like, oh, I'll just take this. I probably didn't even look at the price tag. That's probably what happened. And I brought it up there. I didn't know Brooks Brothers from anything. And the guy was like, $83. And I had already given my credit card, or my mom's credit card. But I remember I had to pay her back, and I never wore that. So biggest waste of money in your life. Worst purchase of your life, if you will. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Patrick's in Lawrenceville. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Mr. Arum, how are you, sir?
What's up, brother?
Well, I don't know if it's the worst purchase, but I just bought a Volvo... I've never owned a Swedish car. It's a 07 XC90.
I love Volvos. I think they're great.
This is brand new to me, man. I used to be a Honda guy, then I was a GMC guy. This is brand new, but I like it.
They're like it's the safest working. Cars. Not that I'm like Consumer Reports or J.D. Powers or anything, but...
Clark Howard.
I'm not Clark Howard. But Volvos are solid. Like, I would not mind getting a Volvo. Longoria needs a Volvo.
I need a new car.
Yeah, get a Volvo the way you drive. Barbara's in Canton. I said I wouldn't make fun of you for a week.
Come on.
Barbara, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I just wanted to follow up on your last comment. Help you out a little bit. Tuesday morning, they buy lots, like LOTS.
Okay.
Off the back porch, just like Ross and TJ Maxx does. And so you might find one sheet that's pink. Don't go looking for another one. It's not going to be there.
But the prices are good, though.
So, you know, one of them says your dress is going to be an original or it's only one of a kind. It's going to be because Macy's just had one left.
Gotcha. So, but the prices are reasonable, I would imagine, then, Barbara.
They are, but you got to look at them. But I was talking also about the stores closing.
Sure. Can you hang on one second, Barbara? Because I gotta jump up. Chris Chandler's got some big news, some big weather, some big traffic. coming at you. Mark Ehrman for Eric Erickson, coming back with more of your calls. Worst purchase you've ever made in your life in honor of my $83 Brooks Brothers shirt. 404-872-0750. This is Atlanta's Evening News at 95.5 WSB.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the
Glad you mentioned the temperature there, Chris Chandler. 83 on Peachtree, and it is an 8. 8, I said, on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. It's a little sweaty today coming in. A little sweaty. We're not at full 10 on yet, but it was a little sweaty today. Welcome back to the show. I have some breaking news to bring along to you.
Where is Hector?
From our buddy Richard Elliott at Channel 2 Action News, reporting that the world-famous Varsity Restaurant in downtown temporarily closed after a team member tested positive for COVID-19. The restaurant is doing an aggressive deep cleaning and could reopen tomorrow, but curbside service is closed for the foreseeable future. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, open up the building, but no curbside?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Why would you
want... You think it'd be the other way around.
Exactly. Like, no one's coming in, but we'll bring the stuff out. I don't know about that. That's weird, but that's sad. Hopefully, the Varsity. Oh, the Varsity. My first and true love, the Varsity. So there you go. I'll stay on. That's a story I'm going to stay on top of. What do we got coming up? Sanjay's up in 30 minutes with Would You Rather, talking about the COVID, in my opinion, is now officially a history book event, meaning history books in the future will reference in some way what we're dealing with right now, because I think of the long-term impact it's having on our lives and how our lives are going to change, most notably all of the stores and companies that are closing or filing Chapter 11. Oh, the lady just hung up. I was going to go back to her. That's okay. You can call back, dear Barbara. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Robert's in Loganville. Robert, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing today, man?
Excellent. What's cooking?
This, hands down, the easiest, worst purchase for me was the $3,600 boob job I got in X-Wing.
$3,600. I don't know. Is that a lot? Is that a, I don't know.
Oh, back in the late 80s, that was a pretty penny to pay for.
That's like 14 grand in today's money.
Yes, sir.
How was the result, though? Was it a good job?
Oh, outstanding, man. Yeah. I mean, I was happy with them. So was everybody else. But
that was the problem.
The reason it was a bad purchase because it was for your ex-wife. That's why it was a bad purchase.
Absolutely. In all honesty, that kind of put an end to everything, man. She got a big head along with her big boobs, and that was it.
And that was it for Robert in Loganville.
That was it, man.
I'm like Creed. You guys watch The Office?
Yes.
Creed Barton.
Mm-hmm.
I like him au natural, baby. You know?
Yeah.
Swing low, sweet chariots, as he said. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that's a bad purchase then, Robert. That could have been a good purchase. It's good for whoever she's with now.
Right,
Stephen Norcross is like, that was a hell of a...
Yeah, thanks for that, dude.
Thanks for that purchase. Kirk is in Atlanta. Kirk, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Worst purchase ever for Kirk in Atlanta.
Event. My worst purchase ever was a 71 Duster. This was back probably 40 years ago. I was 15 years old, and I bought it at night. Get home, my dad's like, had that thing been in a bad hailstorm, or did it roll over on a gravel road?
Oh, no. It was all banged up?
Oh, yeah. But I had $500 and felt like I just had to spend it and thought, wow, that was a great deal. But
well, at least you got, it sounds like you got more use out of the Duster than that guy got out of his wife's enhancement. So
that was tough to go after.
Yeah, and you only spent $500. That guy spent $3,400. I think we have Barbara back on. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. Let's go back to your list of stores.
Yeah.
Bath & Body Works is going to be on that pretty soon, too.
Yeah, they've closed up to 60 stores right now.
Well, yeah, but and there's an Epstein person tied in the background there.
Really?
Yeah, there is. And I didn't know that, so we will no longer be shopping at Bath & Body Works.
Well, you know he's dead, right?
Yeah, no. An Epstein I said Epstein person. Okay, he's got some other investors that were in doing exactly what he was doing.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
that was in those pricey candles.
Last 2 days.
Anyway. You know what? Worst purchase Smiler Mark McKay's ever made in his life. You seem like a very savvy purchaser. Aside from aside from the expensive coffee machine you bought me, what's the worst purchase you've ever made?
I try my best to be smart about that, so yeah. I can't think of one off the top of my head that I really regretted.
All right. I didn't think he would have a bad purchase. Do you have one that sticks out in your mind, Longoria?
Probably something clothes-wise.
Yeah.
Like a pair of bad jeans that I got. Like, remember Jabot's?
Yes.
I used to buy Jabot's all the time, and
really?
I bought some, I think they were like poop green ones. I don't know why I bought them, but I never wore them.
I made that. The only clothing mistake purchase-wise I ever made was that Brooks Brothers shirt, yeah. Because up until 16, I only wore hand-me-downs for my older cousins. Except when I would go to JCPenney with my mom and try on the Husky pants. But everything else, like, I was never allowed to go buy clothes on my own. To this day, I'm like,
You send Maya?
No, I have, luckily, like, Channel 2 buys clothes. Like, they have a consultant that says, all right, wear this shirt with this tie. All that stuff. It's out of my control.
Oh, wow.
I have T-shirts that I still have in my drawer now that I had in college.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
I have some of that in high school that I still had now.
Yeah. Well, you're younger than me. That makes sense. Roman is in Atlanta. Roman, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. It's good to hear you again. My name is Roman, and I don't know if I can tell that on radio what was my worst purchase. Can I tell truth for you, please?
Well, you can keep it clean, but yeah, I'd like to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's called Made in China condoms. I got a lot of problems.
Prophylactics, yeah.
It's horrible. It's a brand called Sui Hui. Never purchased it again. Never.
All right. Thank you, Roman. I thought we were going to prophylactics. That's appropriate. We can say that on the air. Arvin is in Lilburn. Arvin, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. This is Arvind Kumar. about education in America. About history, which you were talking earlier.
Yes.
It is totally zero. Nobody knows any damn thing. And the second thing I would comment, what you uttered, that we conquered America. What did you conquer? You occupied whosoever came to this country. And that is the only thing which I would say. Sir, answer.
I'm going to go back. What was the first point? Just say the first point again.
First point... Hardly any historical education is given in America.
Well, that wasn't true in Wisconsin.
In high school, it's elective, so I loved history. I chose to study it. So there's a lot of kids that didn't want to go
down
that road.
Zero. It is all zero. Second thing, what you commented about occupied America, conquered America.
You said conquer.
Sorry.
Who said
you, I think you said we you occupied the West conquered or something America. Like that.
What the
manifest,
hell you conquered?
Manifest destiny.
I think you said something like we conquered the West.
Yeah, the wild. If you took that the wrong way, Arvin, I'm sorry. I meant like...
We expanded all the way to the other coast like we wanted to.
Yeah, that's what manifest destiny was. I wasn't making a political stance on what happened. Oh, Supreme Court today. What a day. That's all you're getting from me out of the Supreme Court. What a day. That's all I can say. You know, I would love to talk more about the Supreme Court, but the music's playing. So all I'm going to say is about the Supreme Court is, what a day. Oh, my goodness. Shucky ducky, as Herman would say. I hope Herman's feeling better. We got to reach out to him, see how he's doing. Coming back, more of your calls. Brooks Brothers is going out of business. The place where I made my worst purchase ever, an $83 shirt when I was 16 years old and I never even wore it. What was your worst purchase? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. In for Eric Erickson on 95.5 WSB Atlanta's News and Talk. Brooks Brothers closing up shop, the legendary men's clothery. Is that a word, Deborah Green? Clothery? Haberdashery? I made a horrible purchase there when I was 16. I bought an $83 shirt that I never wore. What was your worst purchase? David joins us in Dahlonega. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Good, sir. Worst purchase I ever made was a bottle of 101 proof wild turkey that stupefied me to the point where end up totaling a Mustang and spending a night in a little house and then about $10,000 in
all those signs they got up all over the city saying first DUI, $10,000, they mean it. And that really is true.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it's been 3 years. But
I'm sorry.
I won't ever do that again. Some of us just take a little bit longer to grow up. Than
Are you blaming the wild turkey? Like if it was Bacardi, would you have been okay?
No, it was definitely me. That just okay. it helped.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad everything worked out. From wild turkey to Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
What's going on, Russell?
Hey, before I tell you my worst purchase, I read one time that when Elvis was in Atlanta, the Varsity was his favorite place.
It's the place for presidents, Elvis and Mark Arum. What more do you want?
He would order like 10 chili dogs.
That's my order. But I also get 10 pimento cheeseburgers. Worst purchase ever for Russ. I can't believe you've been unwise with your money, Russ.
When I was in 1995, I joined the Air Force. And they gave me an American Express card.
Ooh.
So I had to go to Buckhead to pick this thing up. So I go, okay, I got this card. What am I going to do now? Well, I went to a strip club.
With an Amex.
Called Storm and Norman's. And the next day I looked at it and I spent like $2,500.
Wow. Did the Air Force pay for that?
On a military credit card.
Did the Air Force reimburse you or did you have to pay out of pocket for that?
No, I had to pay it.
All right. Well, good. You didn't waste our tax dollars at Storm and Norman Strip Club back in 1995. I'm assuming, since I've never heard of it, that's no longer in business?
It changed its name to Dancers or something. It's on Roswell Road.
Another simplified it.
Dancers. Another casualty of the COVID. Russ, we got a new Russ game we're going to premiere next week, buddy. I hope you're excited.
I am. I haven't gotten to talk to you about it yet. So.
I'm just going to play it cold with you. I'm not giving you. We're just going to play it next week. Next Tuesday.
Come on, call me. You got my phone number.
All right, next Tuesday. I'll give you a hit. Next Tuesday, new game with Russ in Gainesville. We're going to come back. Little Sanjay's going to join us with Would You Rather and Your Worst Purchase of All Time. 404-872-0750. Mark Arum in for Eric Erickson on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to the show and a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 5:09, 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. This is Atlanta's Evening News. I am not Eric Erickson. He is still on vacation, enjoying those pork chops, the chicken breasts, the Jumbo Franks.
Jumbo Franks and his whole Franks. Family are enjoying
those.
Yes,
his whole family's enjoying those. The Mark Arum Show is normally heard 6 to 8 p.m. here on WSB. You can listen in your car or at home via the WSB radio app or Amazon something and Google something. Whatever your home speaker somethings are. Word on the Street with Shelley and Milani filling in for me at 6 tonight. We are discussing the historical impact of COVID-19. I think we've officially reached the point where this situation, no matter how it turns out, hopefully it'll turn out all right. No matter what happens from here on out, though, this will be in the history books. Whether it's a blurb or a whole chapter, our grandchildren will be reading about this in history books because our lives are going to change after this. And I think most notably how we buy things. The store closings keep coming on in. The latest was Brooks Brothers. They've been around since like 1830, Deborah. And also historic for the fact that that is where I made my worst purchase of all time. Wasn't a huge purchase. I didn't spend $3,400 on fake boobs like that other guy.
At
16, with my mom's credit card, I spent $83 on a shirt at Brooks Brothers and never wore it. Never wore it. That was my worst purchase ever. What is your worst purchase ever? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. David's in Jacksonville, Florida. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, a couple things. It's Clothier, Brooks Brothers.
Clothier. Thank you, my friend.
And I do have a Varsity story. We were there for the Olympics in 1996, and we're standing in line. It was so hot outside, and there was a young man in a suit and tie dressed up to the nines. And I said, well, I guess you're here getting your lunch. He goes, no, sir. We have a couple customers at the Ritz-Carlton that like Varsity, and so whenever they request it, I just come over here and pick it up for them.
Wow. I didn't know the Ritz would do that. Will they do that for me?
Oh, I'm sure.
The closest that I have that to that was Alex Williams. I would send him to Panera every morning to get me breakfast or Chick-fil-A now he's not working mornings anymore. Did you ask what famous person was asking for the Varsity, David?
I didn't, but what really impressed me was he gave me an answer without even shifting gear. Like, well, sir, we have some customers that prefer the Varsity for their, you know, snacks and things. And so when they make that request, we just come over and get it.
I've stayed at the Ritz before, not to brag.
Yeah.
But I've stayed at the Ritz before. And I didn't know that was an option. Yeah, I thought I was limited to room service.
We'll try it this time, next time.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think there's anybody in those hotels right now.
Yeah, we're in a pandemic, Longoria. I'm not going to a hotel just to get Varsity. Carlos is in Dunwoody, Georgia. Carlos, welcome to the program.
How you going?
Hey, Carlos. What's up, buddy?
All right. Yeah, I just got home. Sorry, I was on the road.
You're good.
I got two things to say. So about the coronavirus, I'm a big fan of the show, by the way.
Thank you, buddy.
The coronavirus and also BLM.
Mm-hmm.
So for the coronavirus, you know, I know the president's trying and everything, but I think we should do like a executive order so he can tell everyone to wear masks, you know?
Yes.
So we can get back to sports, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's the latest thing is the Big Ten. That's Deborah Green's hometown.
Conference-only games.
Well, that's for now. The Ivy League's canceling all their games,
I think. All sports, yep.
And we're not talking about BLM tonight. So I'm sorry, Carlos. Maybe Shelley and Milani will do that. 404-872-0750-1-800-WSB-TALK.
It's time. For Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
I'm just saying, that might have sounded weird. They might talk about it. I don't know if they're going to talk about it. Maybe Hannity will talk about it. Maybe Rush will. I wasn't just saying that.
Right.
Get me out of here, Sanjay. Yeah, gotcha. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. People are calling me left and right saying, I heard you on the Mark Arum show, and I guess you do taxes.
Exactly.
And I do.
Yes. Oh, which, by the way, I got to get my online form done. Thank you for that reminder. Sanjay's here to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer them in studio. Please feel free to play along in your car, your automobile. What's the first question, Sanjay?
All right. Number one, would you rather know every language or be able to imitate every voice perfectly?
So basically, know every language or be Tim Andrews?
Yes.
Hold on, I got to think about that. I'm picking every language, Deborah Green.
I will do every language as well.
Crystal, Catfish, Wheeler, every language or imitate any voice?
Every language.
And Longoria.
Every language.
It is unanimous, Sanjay. Next question.
All right, number two, would you rather get $1 billion or have the ability to fly?
$1 billion or the ability to fly? I'm going $1 billion, and I'm going to tell you why. If I had the ability to fly, it would take less than 30 minutes for the NSA, the FBI, the CIA to arrest me and figure out how I would spend the rest of my life being prodded. And so I don't, as cool as it would be to fly, the first person that can fly, we're never going to hear about because they're going to get scooped up by the NSA and we'll never hear from them again. Give me that billion.
I'll do $1 billion and then get a plane where only I can fly in it.
There you go. Crystal Catfish Wheeler, the ability to fly or $1 billion?
As cool as that prodding thing sounds, I'll take $1 billion.
Nice. Longoria.
I'll take $1 billion.
$1 billion. Yeah. Next question, Sanjay. Hey, billion. If you said like 100 grand. Yeah.
I know. All right, number three.
Yeah.
Would you rather never have the physical need for sleep or add a guaranteed 15 years of healthy life to your current life expectancy?
15 years. Give me an extra 15. I've pissed away 15 years. I need those 15 years back. Can I say that?
Yes.
You just did.
I just did.
It's okay with me.
All right.
The ability not to sleep or don't need the need to sleep, right?
I don't know what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
No physical need to sleep. You could just stay awake 24 hours.
Like, you remember that movie Real Genius with, what's his name? He played Jim Morrison, the actor.
Val Kilmer.
And there was the girl there that never slept. Like the little cute brunette.
Yeah.
Like she just was always up and got so much stuff done. I like sleep, though. I don't know.
No sleep.
I enjoy it. Crystal Catfish Wheeler, no sleep or what was the other thing, Sanjay? 15 years out of your life.
15 years out of your life. Years. This is clearly not a good question.
15 more years. So you and Ted could retire, have an extra 15 years at Myrtle Beach.
Absolutely.
You and Ted. Longoria.
I'll take the 15 extra years.
All right.
Yeah.
Next question, Sanjay.
All right, number four, would you rather be able to access anyone's thoughts and memories or implant memories and influence people?
That's so weird.
So know what they are or be able to put them in their head and use them to your advantage.
I'll do the I want to know what's in Deborah Green's mind right now. So I'll do the first one.
It's just song lyrics. I would like to just influence people so they can do things for me.
Really?
Sure.
What would be the first thing you would do?
Make your bed.
That's not a hard thing to do, make the bed. I have no idea.
All right, you have to think about it. Catfish Crystal Wheeler.
Know what they are.
Know what everyone's thinking or, yeah, Longoria?
Yeah, I know what everyone's thinking.
All right, last question, Sanjay.
Okay, last question. Would you rather sleep in a bed with bed bugs that you can't get rid of or sleep in your car?
My car isn't really sleep-worthy. If I had my old Chevy Blazer, I would say.
Or your Jeep.
Yeah, I still have my Jeep. All right, I'll sleep in my car.
I've slept in my car before. It can be done.
Yeah, I've done it many times. Crystal, you got a little Mini Cooper, right? What are you driving these days?
Mini Cooper. Yeah. I can sleep in it.
You'll sleep in it? It's big enough to sleep in it? All
absolutely.
Right. Longoria.
Yeah, I'll sleep in it because you won't get any sleep with bed bugs. So at least you'll get some sleep in
here's
a car.
Here's a would you rather question I was going to post on Facebook. Speaking of this, would you rather your home be in, you wake up with one of these in your bed, Sanjay? I'm asking you. You ready?
Yeah.
One of these is in your bed. A tarantula, a rat, a snake, or 100 cockroaches?
Oh, geez. A tarantula.
Really?
I feel like I can get away from a tarantula.
All right. Deborah Green?
Maybe. I'll do the snake.
You do the snake?
Yeah.
All right. Crystal Catfish Wheeler.
Can I die?
The snake is poisonous, yes. We'll give it to you a poisonous snake.
I guess maybe the tarantula, maybe I could flick it.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, I'll do the tarantula.
Really?
Yeah. 100 roaches? No way, man.
No?
Just feel them all like...
Yeah, no, I'm not saying I would
pick
the roaches.
And if they're flying, too? Oh, if they're get it.
Yeah, all right. So I had the best Would You Rather question.
Yeah, thanks for batting cleanup.
Sanjay is the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. July 15th is the deadline. Get your taxes done by Sanjay. Brass Tax Accounting on Facebook or brass.tax online. Thanks as always, my friend.
My man.
All right, Sanjay, would you rather? Coming back straight with your calls. It's the Mark Arum Show on WSB. That's Mike Shields, millennial match game legend. In case you missed his legendary performance, the video's on my Instagram feed. It's at Mark Arum, MarkArum. Going back to the worst purchase I've ever made in my life, in honor of Brooks Brothers, $83 shirt back in 1988. Never wore it. What was your worst purchase of all time? Tom joins us in Canton. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Back in, I think it was September 93, I was coming home and saw my buddy on the side of the road with a hood up, engine overheating. So being real kind, I hooked it up, towed it back to the shop. It overheated, fried the engine. He hands me a men's ring, a little nice and 14 karat, about 10 diamonds. Said, hold this till we get it done. I had it appraised at like $1,100. I'm thinking, heck yeah. A week later, when he picked the vehicle up, they took the ring in, said he was going to pawn it, brought another one back later on, said they couldn't talk to him right. I said, no problem. It's worth it. Went back to have it appraised, and the guy looked at it and said, it's not the one you brought in.
Oh, he did the old switcheroo?
Yep.
The ring switcher. Longoria did that with his wife with the engagement ring.
I did not.
Gave her the real one and then switched it out on the wedding day.
That's not true.
Paul's in Clarksville. Paul, real quick, buddy, what was your worst purchase of all time?
Hey, so I appreciate you having me on the show. And I just wanted to take a second to tell you guys, actually, my worst purchase was quite recent. During the earlier stages of the coronavirus, we received our stimulus checks. Well, I've been working the entire time, actually in construction. So, it was just kind of extra money for me. So I decided, well, I'm cooped up in the house here. I'm going to buy a dirt bike.
I want to hear the end of that story, Paul, when we come back after news, weather, and traffic. Hang on. Plus, why are lobsters so expensive, Deborah Green? I'm glad you asked. I will tell you. Mark Arum for Eric Erickson. Do you care, Longoria? I won't tell you if no one cares.
No, I care.
You care?
Yeah.
Why lobsters are so expensive? Yeah. I thought it was pretty interesting.
It is.
All right. News, weather, traffic, and then Paul's dirt bike and expensive lobsters. Mark Arum for Eric Erickson on WSB.
Hey, this is Rosie Perez, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
539, 82 degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum and the Bananas with you till 6, filling in for the conservative Viking Eric Erickson. We're with you all week, and then back to our normally scheduled time, which is 6 to 8 p.m. here on WSB. Most of my family here tonight, Deborah Green produces the show, Longoria, the Stoic Eskimo on the other side of the takeout window, Catfish Crystal Wheeler filling in for Low T Chuck.
Low T.
I'm going to tell you why lobster is so expensive in just a minute, but Paul bought a dirt bike with his stimulus money, and what happened next, Paul?
Well, so I buy this dirt bike, and it had great reviews online, you know, picture of a complete dirt bike, and turns out it was shipped from China in about a 2x4 box with all Chinese instructions, no tools to put it together, and it was in about 500 pieces.
Did you buy it on Amazon? Where'd you buy it from?
I bought it on some obscure website that I looked up some YouTube reviews of it, and people were enjoying it and everything seemed to be running fine, but I guess all of them must have had some kind of mechanic shop to put the thing together.
So is it still in the box? What is it? What'd you do with it?
Oh yeah, it was in like a tube frame box in a bunch of different pieces. I mean, the box was just big enough to fit the chassis and cram all the pieces in there. And I mean, it down to the point where you about have to do the wiring.
That stinks. How much was it?
About $750.
Oh,
now I got $750 paperweight sitting in my garage right now.
You know what? call Dave Baker in the Home Fix It show. I bet he can get that together for
you. I'm sure he can.
All right, lobster, very expensive. Yes. It didn't used to be. Did you know that?
No.
I did not know that.
So it used to be like considered peasant food.
But they are considered like the cockroaches of the ocean.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yes. Farmers used to use them as fertilizer in New England. And that shifted in like the 1800s in New York and Boston. For some reason, all of a sudden, it became like, I don't know, it went viral. You know, lobsters went viral. So here's why a couple of reasons why they're so expensive. And I say this because I had a lobster roll from Cousin's Lobster.
Best place.
It's really good. Anyway, you can't farm lobsters. Like, you can farm salmon, you can farm trout. You just can't farm lobsters.
Really?
Yeah, it just doesn't work. They need more space. So the lobstermen and women that go out, that they drop their traps, the lobsters can be anywhere from 2 miles offshore to 20 miles offshore. Like, they're just like roaches. They just scour everything. So there's no, you can't farm them. So that's one way. Second reason they're so expensive is you have to ship them live. So, you know, you go to the restaurant and they get the lobster tank. Mm-hmm. Like Longoria takes your wife to Red Lobster and they get the lobster tank. That's not just for show. Like, they need to stay alive. Because they decay very quickly. They spoil very quickly. Now, you can pack them in ice and transform in like wrapped in seaweed. But it's they have to be alive when you cook them. Otherwise, they're no good. Shipping. So lobsters get driven from the main lobster state in the United States is Maine. Like 80% of lobsters come from Maine. And then the other 20% that we consume come from Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Canada. But 80% come from Maine. The longest they can drive them is to New York City. So all those lobsters are driven to New York. That's the farthest you can drive the lobster. I don't know if that's the law or that's just the way.
Your mom made it up with a 16-year-old
yes,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you can't drive
and
past
from
New
there,
York.
They're flown all over the world. And that's very expensive. Like to ship one lobster, costs $40 to ship one lobster. Obviously, those costs go down because you ship in bulk. And I'm forgetting one other reason.
Is it because they grow so slowly?
Yeah, it takes 7 years to get to a full, to a lobster that you can eat. Now, other lobsters around the world, why are Maine lobsters and United States lobsters the best? Because they have those big fat claws. Like, there's lobsters in Florida and in the Caribbean and elsewhere, but they're called spiny lobsters. They don't have the claws, which is the good eating Longoria. You know what I'm talking about. So there you go.
Okay, we learned something today.
Lobsters gained status in the Gilded Age in New York City and Boston. So restaurants like having an expensive lobster for a couple of reasons. It makes everything else on their menu look more reasonable. Like, oh, the lobster's $45. Well, I'll just get the $18 chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
The pricing makes it seem like everything else is. And people will buy lobster because they think it's an indulgence. Like, they're like, I had a great sales quarter or whatever.
Right.
You know, I got the promotion. I'm going to get myself a lobster. The ironic thing is, in Maine, the last time I was up there at the grocery store, lobster was cheaper per pound than sliced turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is.
It was like $4.99 a pound, and like the Boar's Head turkey was like $5.49 a pound.
Wow.
I was like, what do I want to get the Boar's Head turkey? So there you go. A little history on the lobsters. We'll come back, finish up with your calls. I wanted to talk about Michael Cohen, but maybe I'll save that tomorrow. Hey, Reg Griffin on Channel 2. We're going to come back on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. B98.5. I said that this morning on Channel 2. So it's Mark Arum, by the way. I was wrapping up my TV traffic report, and I on TV I say Triple Team Traffic, Channel 2 Action News this morning. And I said, Triple Team Traffic, 95.5, duh. And I was like, God bless. That's only happened one other time. And I said B98 on TV. And the program director of B98 was very happy. He's like,
I'm sure he was. Yeah.
He's like, thank you for the free plug. So we don't have much time. Real quick, most ridiculous thing you ever wasted money on. Chris in Lawrenceville. Chris, what did you spend it on?
Hey, happy almost Friday, Mark.
Thank you, brother.
Well, I got a couple things. The first is, you've heard that old adage, I learned everything I needed to know in life in kindergarten.
Yes.
Well, it cost me over $90,000 in 4 years of college to unlearn most of it.
I spent, I don't know how much I spent in college. It was close to that. Real quick, though, was that the thing you wasted the money on? Was the college?
That, but the second thing I wanted to say was I have saved a lot of money listening to Johnny Kilbasa and talk about his good deals as I have listening to Clark Howard.
That's it. Johnny Kilbasa gives you money saving advice. Marilyn and Conyers, Marilyn, real quick, worst purchase you've ever made?
I bought a face mask and I gave it to a girl that I work that were coming caretaker that did more for her than me.
Oh, that was very generous of you. How expensive was his face mask?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It was about $100.
Oh, my God. Longoria, what did you spend for yours? Yours was only like $29.99.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melody's in Culbert. Melody, real quick, most ridiculous thing you wasted money on. Let's clap some hands.
Everybody
Longoria.
Clap your hands.
That's too bad. I love that name, Melody, by the way. It's fantastic. Tim's in Stone Mountain. Tim, you wasted money ridiculously on what?
I was going to a banquet. I spent $2,200 for a pair of Ferragamo loafers.
Oh.
I've worn them 3 times in the last 7 years.
The shoes I wear every morning, I got at K&G for $29.99, and they have holes in them. But I love them. They're comfortable. And I literally, they have holes in the bottom of my shoes. I look homeless. Star of the show, Longoria.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I got nothing. Deborah, award star of the show. You're the executive producer.
Crystal
Catfish Wheeler gets star of the show. Look at that. Executive producer Scotty B. Getting ready for Word on the Street coming up next. We're in tomorrow. It's Friday. We're going to have some fun on your ride home. And then we're back to our normal spot 6 to 8 next week. We will conversate on the Twitter and the Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.